I'm at Learning Live 2012 with Andy Ted from Bournemouth University. Andy, you just dispelled a few myths around the generations and kind of digital capabilities and skills. Can you just give us a, for learning and development professionals who are kind of grappling with the idea that there's a load of digital natives coming into the workforce that are so much better at using technology than anyone else. I mean, what would you be saying to them right now about those kinds of concerns?
Okay, well, the key thing I'd say is that there isn't that much to worry about, and that the empirical research in this area shows that digital natives aren't actually that different from the rest of us. Obviously, there are differences between each and every generation, but those tend to be more to do with society and culture as much as they are to do with technology. You can define a group of digital natives who are people who might multitask using ICTs, who use the internet as their first port of call when they're looking for information, who see the internet as a means of learning. But the way in which they're defined is more about their breadth of usage of the internet and their experience of it rather than what age they are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're someone who performs a range of activities, you might be 60 years old, perform a range of activities online, you've been using the internet for 5 years, and you look there first, that to me would make you a digital native.
Mm-hmm.
And you might be 18 and not do any of those things, in which case you wouldn't be. So that suggests it's more about a state of mind about your use of technology rather than a particular generational divide. So that's a key thing to remember, is that different people within your organisation will have different needs and different attitudes of technology. A second thing I think the research shows quite clearly is that digital natives are not nearly as digital as we think they are in the stereotype. They prefer to communicate face-to-face. They get as cheesed off with people texting while you're talking to them as you do as a parent. Many of them sometimes think they could wish they could go back to a time where there wasn't Facebook. I mean, that's quite incredible when you think about it. And really, in education and in real life, their preferred means of communication are face-to-face. And if you're looking for them on Twitter, they aren't there. It's just 1% like Twitter as a means of communicating. It's for old people. A third interesting thing I've just talked about is their information literacy. So if I think about my daughter, she was born after Google existed, and that defines her relationship with information to some extent. She knows that she can go to Google, type in any question, and Google will kind of come up with an answer. Maybe the question isn't real English or real language yet, but she knows she can find anything out. Anything that anyone has ever known, you can find out via Google. But when Google returns a set of results, she doesn't really know how to rank those results. And there's some research that's come from a unit at the University of London called Cyber, which shows this quite clearly. Young people can find stuff quickly, but they don't really have a lot of confidence in their results compared to old people. And when you think about it, that's just wisdom, really, and learning stuff over time and learning how to be critical. And so that's a really interesting change as well. They might be more adept at the mechanics of searching, but they're less confident in what they find out. And so that's the kind of key myth as well that needs debunking and has been pretty effectively debunked.
Now, what do you, if you are concerned that you have a very clunky, difficult to use learning management system, for example, or intranet, and you've got 21-year-olds coming in to the workplace, what are they going to be feeling about that technology? Is it going to be a huge turn-off? Will they be pushing for change?
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, we've just done a project looking at our VLE at Bournemouth University, which is Blackboard, which, to me, looks pretty clunky and horrible, and the academics all hate using it. But what we found was that, to a surprising degree, the students were quite satisfied with it. They all thought it could be better, but what they were looking at was if I didn't have this at all, how much more difficult would my life be? And the answer is it would be very much more difficult. So they're able to look at technology in terms of saying, okay, this has got a clunky interface, but clunky interface or not, it's actually making my life easier,
yeah,
and detach themselves from it. And I think that's one of the differences between generations, which has struck me the most, is that the academics all really hate it. And you get the impression that some of them think their lives would be better without it. They're not looking at it from a student perspective necessarily. But when you examine their individual use cases, the lecturers are all uploading their stuff. They're doing it right now. It's September at the moment. And they're using particular tasks intensively in a short period of time. And therefore, any usability errors are magnified, and then they put it away and they don't touch it for a year, so they don't become expert users of the system and able to coast around that. Whereas the students are using it continually on a sort of relatively low touch basis throughout the year, and that's a completely different use case, and they're able to be a bit more detached about it and say, okay, being able to get the presentation from the lecture I just went to anytime I want is a really good thing, and it doesn't matter if it's a bit clunky, that on balance makes my life better, therefore I'm satisfied with it. And I just think they have a much more pragmatic view of technology that maybe we don't. I'm 45, because technology has changed to us, and therefore we need it to be easy to use. It's just not been there the whole time. We haven't grown up with it. And that's a subtle difference. It doesn't mean I think any differently to them. My brain's wired up differently. But you might just hear me swearing at the computer a bit more.
Andy, thanks very much.
Cheers.